And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful, beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about Alabama. And I mean to say, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I'll tell you who else covers some major ground too, by the way, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, one of our newest sponsors here on the show. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that are all over North Alabama. I know the guy that actually owns the whole chain, and he's, what a great guy. He's a Right Side ruffian, let's put it that way. But Southern Immediate Care, with locations like five of them in the Birmingham area, they've got them up in northeast Alabama, like in Gadsden and Anniston and Atala. Listen, that's who I use. I've got family members that were there at one of them today. But Southern Immediate Care is absolutely spot on, one of the best places you could find when you need somebody 7 days a week, y'all, 7 days a week. Always clean, great staff. They can do vaccinations and x-rays right there on the spot. You need something on a Saturday morning, there they are. So Southern Immediate Care, you need them, you look them up online, find the location nearest to you. Do me a favor, when you go in, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate it. All right, so I'm going to jump over here. I kind of started this conversation with Stephanie Smith a minute ago, but I'm going to officially kick off Dipper number three, and I'm calling this, that ain't all right. That ain't all right. It just ain't. Now, you're going to have problems everywhere. And I hate it when people, this really bugs me. I've sat in meetings before with people where they're like, well, every one of them's down there is corrupt. They're all bought and paid for. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're just not. I've served in the legislature. I can just tell you, no, they're not. There's some really, really good people down there. Some people that love the Lord. There's this good, solid salt of the earth people. And there's some knuckleheads. There are. And yes, there are things that happen. I would hear about stories periodically that would just curl your hair and just make you just want to go smack somebody. So yes, because all God's children are broken, at some point somebody's going to be in the legislature or any other particular office and they're broken. But you have to look at it and think, all right, realize you're going to find the same level of mistake making in banking or in medicine or in whatever. It just winds up being more newsworthy or, you know, clickbaitish if it's in public office. However, I do acknowledge that there are problems. I was down there when we went through the whole situation with Governor Robert Bentley and the near miss on whether we were going to have to actually impeach him, and then he resigned. I think they downgraded some of his charges to misdemeanors. And then we had, of course, before that, Governor Bentley was preceded by Governor Riley. Now, Governor Ivey is going to wind up leaving office, I would imagine. I don't know of any reason why she wouldn't. But leave office with her name intact. But before Governor Ivey, Governor Riley was the only governor in recent history who had made it out of office with his name fully intact. I mean, we had Governor Siegelman go down and go to jail. We had Governor Guy Hunt go down and go to jail. Like, what the heck? That office eats people. Well, we've got some more recent examples. Of course, we lost our Speaker of the House too, Mike Hubbard. You know, Mike actually led the way on changing the ethics laws, and then those same ethics laws were used to indict him and send him to jail. It was an unusual time to be in Montgomery. Now we've had some things more recently that I'll update you on. So first of all, CBS 42, I remind you of this when it happened in July. State Representative Fred Plump Jr. pled guilty to conspiracy and obstruction of justice charges. And the conspiracy related to obtaining money from a thing called the Jefferson County Community Service Fund. What that basically is, it's a place where local tax dollars, in part, feed a fund that can be used then to give, you know, small scholarships and Little League grants and Girl Scout troops and things like that, some money to do the things like buy new uniforms or take trips to the cheerleading camp or whatever. And we had one in Etowah County where I was at, too, and it was a royal pain. Hey, Senator, you got some of that discretionary fund? It's not a discretionary fund, and I have no discretion over it. You can put an application in, and the board will examine your application. That was my usual default answer. But down in Birmingham, apparently, And this is not an allegation. This is an admission of guilt now. Representative Fred Plump Jr. has pled guilty to conspiracy and obstruction of justice as he and others conspired to send grants to the Little League team, wink, wink, nod, nod, that didn't actually play games, wink, wink, nod, nod, and make sure we get a little something, something on the side. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that money goes into the Little League account, and then maybe the Little League account, like, buys me something or pays me some money. That's just freaking awful. That just ain't all right. So Plump was charged with conspiring with others to obtain money from the Jefferson County Commission Service Fund. It went over a period of 4 years. During this stint, it says approximately $400,000. Wow. $400,000 was allocated to the Piper David Youth Baseball League. Guess who was the executive director? Plump. Yeah. Plump was elected in November of 22. He now faces up to $250,000 fine and 20 years in prison. Sentencing to be determined. However, the story gets deeper. There's a couple of other people involved. One of them is State Representative John Rogers, a Democrat from Jefferson County, who has basically said on the air, not on the air, but in press, yep, I'm the one they're talking about, but I didn't do nothing. You got nothing on me. I mean, he laughs. He tells reporters, you got nothing on me. They ain't going to get me. Okay, well, guess who they did just get as of today? Today, State Representative John Rogers' assistant, wow, has been indicted for fraud, money laundering, and an alleged scheme to skim $200,000 for the same things that Fred Plump Jr. I guarantee you what's happening. Plump pled, and he got a lesser sentence in order to bring, you know, testimony against others, including, ta-da, what's her name here? Where's her name? Vari Johnson Kendall. Vari Kendall has been charged with money laundering, conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud, obstruction of justice. The funds were skimmed from, yes, the Jefferson County Community Service Fund. And Kendall reportedly received a total of $200,000 from State Rep Fred Plump Jr., who earlier this year pleaded guilty, yes. Wow. Which came out of $400,000 that were received from John Rogers. Rogers gave the majority of the money he received from the Community Service Fund to Plump to support the Piper Davis Youth Baseball League. Kendall was accused of bribing someone to give false information to federal agents who were investigating her. Wow. All right. So, two out of three are now currently indicted and or pleading guilty. And it remains to be seen. I don't know what's going to happen with Representative Rogers. He swears and laughs and says, they got nothing on me. But then you turn your eyes north. Those were Democrats. Let's make sure this is a bipartisan issue. That ain't all right. Is something that goes across both party lines. I told you earlier about, I can think of governors, Sigelman, Democrat, Guy Hunt, Republican, you know, Mike Hubbard, Republican, Robert Bentley, Republican. How about this? State Representative David Cole of Huntsville. This happened in the last few days. Storyline here on 1819 News dated 2 days ago. State Representative Cole resigns his seat after a voter fraud arrest. So what we're finding now is that the indictment says that State Representative Cole basically didn't live in his district and he lied to be able to run for office. Now, on the one hand, you look at it and go, nonviolent crime, did he steal any money? And I have to answer, the most basic thing he had to do to run for office was attest to the fact under oath that he lived in the proper district. He lied to his entire constituency. That's what we're finding out. So Cole took office in 2022, just last year, after Representative Mike Ball had retired. Cole is charged now with fraud by voting at multiple or unauthorized locations. That's interesting, too. I didn't know that part. He has now resigned. Well, you don't resign necessarily if you're innocent. There is some reason to believe that he may be about to, this may be part of a plea deal. If you remember, Robert Bentley resigned, and part of the sense was that he resigned in lieu of being impeached or tried for higher crimes. I'm not going to be a bit surprised to see that the sentencing will be lighter for Cole because he chose to resign from office, and he probably had to agree not to run for office again. says earlier this year, Cole's residency was questioned by his Libertarian election opponent, Elijah Boyd, who alleged that Cole claimed a residence in District 10 where he declared for the race, while tax documents show he actually lived in District 4. Cole won the House district seat with just barely 51.6%, and Boyd filed a complaint contesting the election, alleging Cole wasn't eligible under state law. Cole was deposed at the state house in May, but no results were ever received. Cole's sworn testimony in the deposition did get the attention, though, of the Attorney General's office, and the Attorney General's office went ahead and investigated. So what you had basically was like a civil slash quasi-administrative proceeding as to whether or not he lived in the right area. And that was probably done by the party and maybe in conjunction with a civil action to contest the suit. But once he gave testimony under oath, new story. And the AG's office caught wind of something, and they went and looked at it, and they said, Representative Cole, you are hereby indicted. And that just happened this week. All right, when we get back from this one, though, I got to tell you one more about, did you know that State Representative Wandalyn Gavan is going to be hanging out with Vice President Kamala Harris very soon? Who is Wandalyn Gavan, you say? Oh, just the one who likes to get to the microphone and be as racist as she can possibly be. We'll tell you about it, because it ain't all right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, and solid conservative and just plain right in the waning moments of the show as we head into the go-home time on a Friday afternoon heading into Labor Day weekend. I hope you guys are having some plans laid on. It's kind of a cloudy Friday afternoon out there right now, but I think we got good weather for the weekend, if I'm not mistaken, for football. So you guys enjoy and have a great one. Hey, by the way, let me just tell you something, too. ZLA Solutions. Been with us since the very beginning. Was even talking to him yesterday. ZLA Solutions. I know the folks that own and run this company, and they are epic good at what they do. And what they do is help you make your business better. It doesn't matter what size business. You have a need, you call them. They can help you with everything from logistics and warehousing and sorting and containment and quality control and all that kind of stuff. They can find you people. People. Which, is, by the way, is a challenge sometimes right now. You can find people. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. No worries. I like to say they can do blue collar, white collar, and no collar. It don't matter. So yeah, ZLA Solutions. You need people. You need help. Their whole mission in life is to help you make your business better. Check out their website, ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. And do me a favor, when you call them, because I know you will, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right. The last piece I've got, I got one. Let me take this text real quick. I saw this from a minute ago. Dave in Huntsville texted in. I'm doing this section I'm calling, That Ain't All Right. And he texted in about politicians. He goes, are the temptations just too much for the average politician? What happened to ethics? And the answer is no. I mean, so I'll point out to you, Dave, it's not an issue about, no, the average politician is fine. I mean, most folks, in fact, your legislature is filled up with just average men and women. I mean, they're good people doing good work. And most of them are what I would call bivocational because allegedly the state legislature is a part-time job. Charlene and I called it my full-time part-time job. But, I mean, when I was down there, so I'm trying to picture where I sat. So I sat on the far right of the Senate chamber, and next to me was a retired teacher. Actually, he was still an acting teacher when I was there. Beside me on the left side was a retired Marine. The guy in front of me was a dentist. The guy in front next to him was a farmer, the guy to our left down two seats owned a restaurant. I mean, these are just people. They're just men and women who have, you know, other gigs in life, and they have life experiences they bring to bear. Are some of them, are the temptations there for some? Yes. Now, we tighten some of that up. I'll be honest with you. The ethics laws we put in place in 2010. So I got elected in 2010. The Republican wave happened. We took the legislature for the first time in 136 years, and we came in, and 2 weeks after taking office, before we ever got to a regular session, we had a special session, and it was solely designated for ethics. It was actually under the tail end of Governor Riley's tenure. He wasn't even waiting to see who was going to win the next election as governor. He asked us to come into special session immediately, and we did. They used to do things like lobbyists in Montgomery could spend up to $250 per day on each legislator. If you add up how many days there are in a year and how many legislators there are, it's no wonder that some lobbyist one time in the hallway said, "You guys have sure saved us a lot of money." Yeah, because they were lavishing trips and dinners and all kinds of stuff, and sometimes being told they had to because, yeah, that was one of the corruption issues. We got that cleaned up. Now they can't spend more than about $20 on a dinner, and they have to report it, and there has to be an educational component. In other words, you can't just have dinner to have dinner. You got to be able to say, we're going to explain the new product line to you or whatever. Okay. A lot of stuff got cleaned up. So, David, to answer your question, I got off on a roll there. But I got off on a roll because it's real important that I say this. There are some wonderful men and women in our state politics. There really are. And I mean that with all sincerity. And when I get frustrated, I feel like I've earned the right to get frustrated. But I love them, and there's a bunch of them down there that if they lived in town with me, we'd be barbecuing on Saturday night. But there's also some whack jobs down there. There are. And I'm not going to kid you. I'm going to tell you right now, one of them is State Representative Wanda Lynn Gavan, Democrat from Birmingham. Now listen, Wanda Lynn Gavan is flamboyant by her own admission. She is not afraid to get loud. She likes to be somewhat obnoxious. She likes to push people's buttons, but she also likes to play the race card more than anybody I've ever seen, so much so that she was actually to the point of being censured when she, as a black woman, stood up and rebuked a brand-new Republican black man who was a legislator in the House of Representatives. Using a song by Jay-Z that is filled with the N-word, she basically said, "You want me to sing it to you? Because that's what you are." And everybody knew what she was doing. And she could care less. And I'm going to tell you, she is actually about to, Wanda Lynn Gavan, that's not her only episode. I mean, there were plenty of times when, in heated debate, she gets up and says things that are anti-Semitic. She gets up and says things, you know, about Israel. I've seen her shout, you know, in the well of the House that she's going to burn the place down. And she's about to go spend some time with Vice President Kamala Harris. Well, that's who we want representing us to the White House. That ain't all right, y'all. It just ain't. Says State Representative Wanda Lynn Gavan will join, this is on Yellowhammer News, will join Vice President Kamala Harris in Washington, D.C. this week to recognize the impact of black women shaping democracy in their communities. Yeah, she's shaping democracy. Yeah, that ain't all right. I'm just going to tell you, it ain't. I don't care what party you're in, it ain't all right. All right, listen, Boomer is going to go buy a minivan.
Nope. No minivan here.
I found another push button. Yeah, so I can talk to him about participation trophies and minivans, and I'll get him all riled up. Listen, we love you. You guys have an amazing weekend heading into the Labor Day weekend. I hope that Monday's off for you. I hope you get plenty of rest. Hope you have a lot of good times. Boomer and I'll be back here with you next week, so stay tuned for more of that. We got great guests and things lined up. And yeah, it's gonna be good times.
But good in the meantime, times, and don't forget to follow the College Pick'em this weekend.
College Pick'em,
it's gonna be great.
If you've
started done it off, yet, here we go.
If you haven't done it yet, go to rightsideradio.org in the top right corner of every page. Click on College Pick'em, fill out your forms, be a part of the Ruffian En Masse group. Good job, Boom. All right, we love you. We'll see you next week.